is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Angela, hey, look who's here. The man who sells us our H2O, the Willie Loman of water. Our good friend. What was your name again?
The little guy.
Hi, Ernie. So, what's the latest gossip? Who's pregnant? Who's cheating? Who's divorcing?
Okay, Mark Harper is cheating, Pam Harper is divorcing, and Mary Fuller is pregnant.
Who's Mary Fuller?
The reason Mark and Pam are divorcing.
So sad.
Yeah, it's sad for them, Angela, but it's an opportunity for you. Their house is for sale. Look.
Hey, you know how your accountant's been urging you to invest in real estate?
How did he know that?
Well, you know, Angela, he has a sixth sense about the... I told him.
Looks like a good deal, but you know, rental properties can be such a hassle. It's an investment of time as well as money.
All right, so look. Hey, look, I'll put in the time, you put in the money, huh? I'll be your superintendent.
Imagine me working for you.
Well, it's worked so far. Well, with all your new responsibilities, I insist on paying you.
Well, hey, I insist on being paid. What, are you kidding me?
Ernie, you got the best boss.
No, Ernie, you don't know the half of it. She's a slave driver. She's hot as nails.
That's right, Buster. Oh, you have any references?
Well, ma'am, you're just going to have to call my current employer. I think you got the number.
Oh, she must be a very smart lady to employ somebody like you.
Well, smart and smart looking.
Oh, well. That goes for the man she employs as well.
Well, that man...
Stop! You're making me sweaty.
Okay, hold it. Upon entering what is now officially Angela's new house, it calls for a momentous ceremony.
Oh, no, you're not going to sing.
No, I'm not going to sing, but there is a work by the poet Keats that I find appropriate.
Oh, and it... get out of here.
Maybe later?
No. Oh, this is perfect. I love the windows and the light and the flow.
Forget it, Mother. You're not going to live here rent-free.
What a dump.
Well, what do you think, huh?
Well, it looks different.
That's because I repainted in a new and exciting color, Tuscany taupe. What's the matter? You don't like Tuscany taupe?
Well, it just wouldn't have been my first choice. But that's okay. You probably wanted to surprise me. That's nice. What are these lamps doing here?
Oh, I pulled them out of the garage. What, are you kidding me? They're perfect counterpoint to the room's negative space continuum. I saw that in Red Book.
Well, you know, Tony, this is a big room. They're probably going to want track lighting.
Oh, Angela. Oh, not track lighting, please. I mean, that is so passé, so neo-contemporary.
Red Book?
Ladies' Home Journal.
Well, you know, I guess I just had one vision for the house, and you evidently had another.
Oh, okay, hey, I'll lose the lamps.
No, you don't have to lose the lamps. It's just that next time, maybe you could consult me before making any decision about the house.
Well, gee, boss, is that an order?
No, it's a request based on good taste.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm Russ Johnson. I'm here to see the house.
Oh, hi, Russ. How are you? I'm Tony Miscelli. This is Angela Bauer, the owner.
Nice to meet you. Gee, this is a great place.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, are there many single women in the neighborhood?
Why do you ask, Russ?
I like to party. Boy, I hope I can get my speakers through this door.
Bye, Russ. Thank you very much for coming, really, folks. And listen, check with me again if you ever get out of the witness protection program.
This is so frustrating. We see 12 people, we get 12 losers. Maybe what we should do is lower the rent to $12.50. Then we'll get a better response.
No, never, Angela, never. Hold your ground, keep a positive attitude. We'll have this place rented before you leave on your business trip.
You'll leave in 1 hour.
Well, see, Angela, just when it appears darkest, that's when Lady Luck comes a knocking at your door.
Hello?
Or her father, Old Man Luck. Come on.
Hi there, Don Lester.
Don, how are you? I'm Tony Maselli, and this is Angela Bowery.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Won't you come in?
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful room.
Okay. So, Don, why do you want to rent?
Well, now that I'm retired, I travel a lot, so renting is ideal. And besides, this place is near where my barbershop quartet practices.
Barbershop quartet? I love barbershop quartet.
Really?
I was in one myself. There were five of us.
Oh, you're very funny, young man.
I like this guy.
So, how much are you asking?
$1,500 a month, 2 months in advance.
Oh, gee, 2 months, huh? Yeah, it would be easier for my bookkeeping if I could pay you 6 months in advance.
It's a lot to ask, Don, but maybe we could work something out, you know.
We have a few more people to see, but we'll be deciding soon.
I understand. Well, gee, I do love this house.
Oh.
That is a great color. Is that taupe?
it's Tuscany taupe.
Oh, that's a good choice. Oh, yeah, there are my references.
Okay.
Stay by your phone.
Five guys in a quartet. That is rich.
Let's just adopt him.
Tony, I think we found our man.
Did I tell you, boss?
Yes, I'll see you in a couple of days.
Okay. Hey, have a safe and successful trip.
I will. Thank you, Tony.
Bye. Oh, hey, girls, gather round for what I'm putting down. Oh, baby, I'm your handyman.
Oh, shoot, I'm too late, aren't I? Just say I'm too late and I'll turn right around and I'll leave, okay?
No, please don't leave. I'm Tony.
Oh, you're the guy I spoke to about the ad. I'm Michelle.
Oh, hi.
Oh, wow. Look at this place. You know, I was supposed to be here at 3, but my audition ran late.
Audition? You're an actress, aren't you? You know, you look so familiar to me.
Really? Well, I was in a rock video. I played a mannequin.
That's where I've seen you. Oh, you were very good. Very good. The way you just stood there.
Hey, Tony, I heard you're over here. Yeah. I thought I'd...
Hi, I'm Michelle.
You are that and more.
I'm Ernie.
Hi. I'm just going to look around.
Boy, she's going to make a great tenant.
Yeah, she will.
Do you think she goes for men in uniform? Damn, I should have worn those pants that hugged my butt tighter.
Ernie, hold it. Wait a minute. I can't give her the house. Angela and I just agreed sort of to give this guy that was just here the house.
Dump him.
I can't. Michelle, look, about the house, I'm sorry, but somebody just beat you to it.
Oh.
Darn, well, it's my fault. I was too late.
Need a hug?
Michelle, thanks a lot for stopping, and good luck.
Thanks for being so sweet.
Okay. You need a hug?
Mr. Lester? Don? Yoo-hoo! It's your new landlady! Mr. Lester?
Hi. I'm Michelle. Hi. I'm confused. We have a visitor.
Tell him the place is rented.
Tell him his boss wants an explanation.
I'm in a lot of trouble. Have you two met?
I'm Angela.
Boy, from the way Tony described you, I was expecting a much older woman.
And I was expecting a much older man.
Well, I think I'll go finish unpacking.
Well, What happened to Don Lester?
Oh, poor. Oh, Angela. Dear, sweet, naive Angela. You didn't go for his song and dance, did you?
What song and dance was that?
Angela, let's analyze what he said. He said he travels, Angela. Who travels, Angela? Vagrants travel. Convicted felons travel. Colombian cartel members, they travel.
The man sings in a barbershop quartet.
Yes, but what tune is he singing, Angela? That's what I want to know.
Boy, are you reaching.
Okay, maybe I'm reaching a little. Okay, but hey, I reached out to help somebody. I mean, look, Angela, when Michelle came for the house, I told her no, it was rented. But then she had to come back because her car broke down. And she didn't complain, not once, not one word. This after a week of losing her agent, her boyfriend, and a national ravioli commercial.
Okay, she's a trooper.
Yes, she is. Do you know, this girl put herself through school. She has no family, few friends, and all she wants out of life is a nice, clean place to live. Oh, and maybe another shot at selling raviolis. Hey, maybe you can make a couple of calls, see if you can...
Tony!
All right, look, all I know is, had you been here, you would have made the same decision as me, because you care as much about people as I do.
Okay, she can stay, and I'll see what I can do about the ravioli commercial. Well, we've got to keep her working. After all, we want to keep getting our $1,500 a month.
See, that's another thing. You know, you remember when you said $1,500 may be too high, and that $1,250 was a nice round number?
You gave it to her for $1,250.
Well, she needed the other $250 for tap lessons, you know. You gotta have that on your resume, Angela.
All right, it's done. And look, I know that I sound like a broken record, but please don't make any decisions concerning the house until you consult with me first.
Okay, boss, huh? I made a boo-boo. Hey, it won't happen again. From now on, any decision, we make together.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
no problem. Yes.
Oh, Tony?
Yes?
Do you think that maybe you can help me put in the track lights? Maybe?
Oh? You're putting in track lighting?
I love track lighting. Tony does, too.
He does!
What is the word you use to describe it?
Theatrical.
Hey, Angela.
You know how you told me you want me to check with you on anything concerning Michelle's house?
Well, I like to think of it as my house, but go on.
Well, what would you think about me building some bookshelves for her living room?
I like to think of it as my living room, and I don't think it's necessary.
What would you think if I told you I already bought the lumber, the nails, and the brackets?
I'd say return them.
Oh, what would you think if I told you I already made it?
I'd say move them over to my study.
Well, I like to think of Michelle's study as your study.
We have got to talk about Michelle.
Is there a problem?
Tony, look, it's getting out of hand. I didn't sleep a wink last night. I heard some guy yelling until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Was he screaming, Babette, over and over again?
No.
Oh, then it wasn't coming from my place.
Angela, Michelle was rehearsing a scene with an actor friend. Come on, let's support the arts here.
Phew, I could use a tall, cold one.
What have you been doing?
Michelle's yard. It needed some mowing, some weeding. I planted some squash.
Don't you see that, Angela? You see, the whole family is pitching in to make sure that your investment goes great, huh? We're doing this for you.
Hey, speak for yourself. I do it because Michelle makes me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose.
Do you not see that renting to this woman was a mistake? She's always coming up with these little chores for you to do.
Well, that's because she doesn't have any money to hire someone, which is probably why her rent check bounced.
Her rent check bounced?
Oh, yeah, well, I just found out about it myself. Hey, but don't worry about a thing, huh? As soon as that gig comes through, she'll be rolling in dough, huh? She'll be on Easy Street.
Well, it won't be Oak Hills Drive. She's out.
Oh, is that an order, boss?
Yes, it's an order.
Well, fine. She's out. She's not a good tenant, so she's gone. I'll go move her right now. But let me say one thing, and here it is, Angela. There's something else going on here. Something not very pretty. Something downright ugly.
And what is that?
The J word, Angel.
Jaundice? Jujubes?
The big J.
Zha Zha. No, that's with a Z.
It's jealousy, Mother. You know, jealousy.
Oh, well, I would never have gotten that.
And I am not jealous.
Sure you are. But there's nothing wrong with that. It's a human emotion. Did you know 7 out of 10 domestic murders are caused by jealousy?
Thank you, Mother, for that barely relevant statistic.
Hey, I don't make this stuff up. I just report it.
Mother, look.
Having the big J is not a problem. Unless it makes you do things you regret, like pulling rank on your best friend.
Well, I was just protecting my investment.
Fine, fine, but keep one thing in mind. 33% of all women who are jealous of younger women with shiny brown hair are riding around on bald tires. I read that on the side of a blimp, so it may not be accurate.
Thy will be done. I told her to vacate, just like you said. She's moving.
Good. Thank you for your efficiency.
Oh, hey, hey, just doing my job, you know. Hey, anybody else you want me to evict, Sam? Getting on your nerves? She's out, too.
Oh, now, that's it. I am sick of this. Both of you, sit down. Sit.
I don't want to sit.
Well, sit anyway. Now, it's pretty clear what's going on here. Hmm? Tony is right. You are not just protecting your interest. You're upset because of all the time that he's spending with Dimple Face.
Told you.
Mm-hmm. And Angela is right.
So there.
You are letting Michelle get away with murder. Simply because she's the best looking 30-year-old around since, well, since I was 30 years old.
Mother, this isn't about you.
No, it's about a couple of children. So I want you to stop bickering, swallow your pride, and for Pete's sake, let me see some smiles here. Hmm? Now shake hands. Now kiss each other full on the lips. I took a shot.
Well, I guess I was taken in a bit by a pretty face.
Yeah, I guess I was a little bit jealous.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
You know what the worst part about this is? I treated you like an employee. Hmm. Tony, I gave you an order. I don't remember the last time I did that.
February 2nd, 1987. It was pouring, and you ordered me to go out and unclog the rain gutters.
Well, why did I have to order you?
There's spiders up there, Angela.
Well, I guess we're all through that boss-employee stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what do you say we do this right, huh? What do you say we find that perfect tenant?
You're on. When do we start?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, right. Well, only if that's convenient for you.
Well, no, it's convenient for me if it's convenient for you.
No, I really wanted it to work for you.
No. Remember, I'm working for you. It's yours. You're the boss. You're the boss.
Hi. No hard feelings. I really belong back in New York anyway. But I just have one little question. Do you think that maybe I could just stay on until I can find another place?
Well, I think this is a question for the superintendent. What do you say?
Well, of course, I say whatever you say.
Appreciated, but I defer to you.
Partners conference, okay? Could you excuse us a minute? Angela, it could take this woman, I don't know, weeks, months to find an apartment in New York City.
Yeah, well, then, Tony, it could take just a couple of days.
You're right.
Wait.
Okay, Michelle, you can stay. Oh, it's good to have you.
Oh, you two are the sweetest things. I could gobble you up. Especially this boy.
Oh, shucks, ma'am. Well, I think I'll just go and make dinner. Arrivederci.
Oh, thank you so much, Angela. You are so... Money? Why are you giving me money?
Well, if you're going to be looking for an apartment in the city, wouldn't it be better if you stayed in a hotel there?
Well, yeah, but I can't take your money.
Oh, well, Michelle, just think of it as my contribution to the arts. Bye.
Oh, Angela, every time I step on stage, I will remember this wonderful act of generosity.
Arrivederci. Okay, Tony, you can move those bookcases into my study.